Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Coach, what was your dorm room like in college?
I lived at home. It's nice.
The meals were a lot better, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Meals, cost, the whole thing. Now, I went to the University of Tennessee, lived in Knoxville growing up, so saving dollars for my parents.
There you go.
Coach, when was the last time you were on that campus to see all the changes? I took my nephew on a visit there, and I was there. I graduated in 2004, and it's amazing to see how much that campus has changed.
Yeah, that's a little later than 1976. We actually scrimmaged Wofford each year. In the last 2 years, it's been in either in their practice facility or in Thompson Bowling. And so we drove around the bus a little bit. I haven't been to a football game in a long time. You know, I've been down Cumberland Avenue, but not like a tour where you're really seeing what all has been done. It was pretty big then, a lot of walking. There's no, you didn't register online or any of that stuff. You had to walk from every office to drop ad and pay your bills. And so it was big enough for me back then.
Coach, we haven't had you on since you were nominated for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
Awesome.
What an incredible accomplishment for your entire career. What was that like to get that call and know that you were being nominated?
Well, Scott Corley had mentioned it to me early on, and I don't really know the process. I don't know. I don't know if you have to have any qualifications whatsoever for somebody to nominate you. I don't know how that works, but just to be listed with the names that are listed in the nomination category is, it's pretty overwhelming, I guess, for a little kid from Knoxville and a guy who came to Belmont is nothing but a small college basketball coach and all I ever expected to be. So, it's a little overwhelming, but, it's a result of a whole lot of people's work and, particularly the players.
Belmont head basketball coach Rick Byrd, our guest on the Midday 180. Coach, you get Jacksonville State tonight over at the Curb Event Center. Game is actually on ESPNU also. Hope to have a big crowd out there, but game's on ESPNU at 8 p.m. This is a team and a program that's given you guys some fits in recent years. What is it about Jacksonville State that's difficult to play against?
Well, I think they are well coached. Ray Harper does a really good job. I think that the way they have defended us has been very effective. I think that they have really athletic players that play hard, and we've caught them on good nights. We've lost three in a row, and the first of those three was a semifinal game downtown in the OVC tournament, and they seem to make shots from everywhere. And they're going to be ready to play Belmont. There's no question about that, and we've got to return the favor.
How good is the OVC this year, top to bottom?
I was just looking on Ken Pomeroy's site, and everybody can take those things for what they're worth, but I think his numbers are pretty good, and there are four teams that separate Murray State and our team and Jacksonville State and Austin Peay from kind of a middle bunch, and then we've got four or five teams that are ranked below 300 right now, and there's a long way to go, and teams will get better and teams will get worse sometimes, but I think the top four are really good teams. For example, Austin Peay just got through beating Liberty on a neutral site right before they went and beat UCLA by 15. And Liberty's a very good team, and I think Liberty and Lipscomb will have a pretty good tussle in the A-Sun.
Coach, every time we have you on, we love asking you about different issues around college basketball. The Penny Hardaway versus Rick Barnes feud that was happening. Once that happened, you a lot of people that follow the sport know there's sort of this unwritten rule about not calling out another coach's player by name. And I think that's where a lot of this started, was Penny Hardaway mentioning Jordan Bone by name after the game. And Rick Barnes simply said, hey, I'm not going to talk a lot about it, but I didn't like it, what he said after the game. And that, of course, got the response from Penny Hardaway that we all saw. Is that something that coaches talk about or won't talk about, where you know in a public setting you don't address other coaches' players individually?
I don't know that I know that is an unwritten rule. I think we've all got our own standards, and I don't think it ever does your program any good or make yourself look any good to do anything other than compliment a team when they play well and play hard, and their players when they play good, and keep your mouth shut if you don't like some on the other side. I just don't think it does you any good. And then at times you may feel like you need to defend your own program and your own kids. I don't know Penny Hardaway, and I know Rick Barnes, and I don't think there are many better people in this business or more considerate, decent guys than Rick Barnes. So I paid very little attention to that. I kind of try to stay out of the weeds and all that kind of thing. I read an article that said, hey, this kind of thing is good for our game and our sport because it creates these rivalries. And I don't think it takes that to have good rivalries. So I was disappointed that it blew up like it did. It seems like, and you guys know, you guys know what drives your conversation and what people are interested in. And sometimes it just seems like those kind of things become more important, coaching hiring and firing, than the actual competition and who wins and loses games does.
Speaking of actual competition, could you foresee Belmont and Tennessee playing again in college basketball? Because that led to some really good games in the past.
Yeah, we have had some good games, and we haven't won any of them. So they should keep playing. It seems to me like, and we've talked a time or two, and it wasn't we're not going to play. It was we don't have any more spots, or we don't have that date since Rick got there. So I think we could. They've continued to play in-state schools. They played Lipscomb a year ago. They just got through playing Tennessee Tech. It doesn't appear that he has the concern that sort of used to be prevalent, that you just don't want to play people close to home because you might get beat.
Coach Rick Byrd has been our guest. Coach, good luck tonight against Jacksonville State, and as you continue the homestand this weekend against Tennessee Tech.
Appreciate you having me on, guys.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Yep, you too. Rick Byrd has been our guest.
That was exactly the response I expected from Rick Byrd on Penny Hardaway and Rick Barnes.
Could have scripted it.
Yeah.
But we could have written it.
Well, that's exactly how the way Rick Barnes handled it is exactly how Rick Byrd would have handled it.
Yeah,
a simple,
same,
I don't really like it, but we're moving on completely. And congrats to him on the Naismith College Basketball Hall of Fame nomination, which is really cool.
And well earned.
By the way, a Happy New Year special going on at Belmont tonight. You can get tickets for $1 to that game tonight against Jacksonville State. Wanting a good crowd to show on ESPNU tonight for that game. So $1 tickets available.
Don't pass that up if you're in the area.
Yeah. And that's been, as he said, they've lost 3 straight to Jacksonville State. Should be a good ball game tonight over at Curb Event Center.
John Feinstein about to join us with some national headlines, including Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. Alabama Clemson, the ticket market out west for that game is low. It's not a high price ticket right now, or at least not as high as what it has been in years past. We'll ask John's take on that. Plus, we'll get into some other national headlines. David Poyle, Predators general manager, joins us in 30 minutes. Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.